Very simple and very honest, Gelmisch & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmisch & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmisch & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmisch & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmisch & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmisch & Sons do it? Because it's family run, family operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow, find your way home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
it's a crotch party from it.
So get loose and
what?
It's
crotch party.
Crotch party.
I've not heard of those.
Yeah, they're fun.
Sounds fun. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 5th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window guys. And actually, two guys, John Gillette and Jim Lomax, they own the local Window World franchise. They're all over the country, but you need to know that here it's locally owned and operated. And this is one of those examples, and it's too bad there aren't more products like this, where you really do get your money's worth. Good quality, reasonable price, Window World. We'll tell you more after this.
Hey!
At the control board, the 1956 Quantix 57 control board. See, in 56, they named it that. They wanted you to think it'd be like even a year advanced, like it's next year's technology. And operating it without a manual, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you're... Oh, man.
You're... Whoa, what happened here?
I don't know. Hit a blank.
How old are you?
Blank spot.
If you're getting ready
37?
To retire.
37? Holy cow.
37?
That was just a fuse
37?
Went out. Yes, 37.
Boy, I feel sorry
if
for your son.
Retire.
Peon Jr. is going to have an old dementia.
PJ?
Let's try this again. If the future of your investments are uncertain, maybe Mark and Jason
can
help clear.
If the future of your investments are uncertain, future is singular. If the future is uncertain. Wow, you need a vacation.
Investments. The future of your investments.
The future of your investments is uncertain. The subject is future. Trust me on this.
There it is. The future of your investments is uncertain.
We just lost this client.
Man. Well, Mark and Jason,
can
clear all of this up for you. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser. How much of that German chocolate cake is left?
Oh, a little less than half.
Wow, I'm surprised there's that much. If that thing had gone home with me in the old days before I started watching what I eat, it would have been gone.
Oh, I know.
How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
Outdoors Ned is has been a friend for a long, long time, and he's helping with the remodeling of our basement after our flooding this past winter. And last night, he and his friend Mark, who've been coming over and doing a lot of work, Ned's a really good like woodworking finishing guy. But we were trying to replace the toilet, and we messed it up, and we smashed... We smashed the ring, that wax ring, and we ruined it. And I was telling Rat Boy that, and Rat Boy said, we could have gone on and put it in. We don't have to wait and go back to the hardware store. That you can set the toilet on a ring of what?
Cheese.
A ring of cheese.
Cheese?
Yes. Hmm. Take cheese and cut a hole out of it. Well, it's kind of waxy.
Yes.
It might work.
Some cheese is, yeah.
So you cut the cheese and put it in the toilet. Yeah. Or under the toilet.
Hey, Dan did it again. That's two today.
Man, what is going on?
This is one time, yes, when you cut the cheese before you even put the toilet in.
It's a nice echo in the bowl when you do that.
Yeah.
We should have tried that, right? Boy, I didn't think of that. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, that Ned, he knows about some tools and finishing and drywalling and stuff. And I said, you formal training. And I've not heard of the place, the Nottingham Construction Academy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently is where he went. We're brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window. Now, do you know why they have to say the original? It's sad. It's actually sad that they have to say this. Because, you know, there have been companies, one in particular, that deliberately priced their windows at $189 to try to be like Window World. You ever have anybody, you know, when you were a kid, like an older guy or that you tried to be like, or if you're a girl, an older girl, you wanted to seem older, so you tried to be like her, and it's kind of pathetic because you're really not going to be. You're not them. This other window is not Window World. It's not Window World. It's not their quality. It's the same price. But you could put any price you want on anything. It doesn't make it the same product. Any other $189 window is not going to have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Not going to have a lifetime warranty. Not going to be owned by these two great local owners you have in the St. Louis area. It's not Window World. That's all there is to it. There can only be one window that can say, truthfully, that it's the number one selling replacement window in the country. And, of course, you know what that one is. It's Window World. And they are the number one seller when it comes to replacement windows in the United States. Over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. So if what you're looking for is a good, dependable window that'll do what a window is supposed to do, and you don't want any fancy schmancy imported teak wood, burl wood root, some kind of root from Southeast Asian framing, Window World. And then they have some other options for you, too, if you wanted to step it up and you're interested in the thermal whatever. They have that. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Wait, we only had... Part two. That's, I forgot. Part two. And now, from Fort Wayne, Indiana, part two...
Again.
Part two of the Bill Cleveland segment. Now, here's, again, is Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, courtesy of Laclede Cab. They get 2 inches today. So when
a lot of pressure here.
As
soon as I agreed to come back on, I thought to myself, "Holy crap! I don't know if I really have anything."
Yeah, you do, because when we last spoke, you were telling us that you can go to Indianapolis to the zoo, I think it was, and play video games with I say orangutan, but it's really orangutan. But nobody says that.
It is orangutan. You're absolutely correct.
Nobody says
it's like champing.
It's like nobody says opossum. They say possum.
They're champing at the bit.
Nobody says champing at the bit, but we say chomping.
I did learn today, however, that orangutan actually was the correct spelling, but like 100 years ago.
No, that's what they drank in space. When they sent the monkeys to space, they drank orangutan.
You can't call them a monkey. They're not a monkey.
Oh, I feel sorry. I forgot.
You're getting big trouble.
Now, what is it?
Called the, It's the International Orangutan Center, and it's in the Indianapolis Zoo. And it really is more than just a zoo exhibit. It's the only thing that's like this in the entire world. And I saw it in April before it had opened. It wasn't really functioning at the time, but so I had to come back through and see it working and everything kind of moving, all the moving parts, you know. And there's nothing like this in the world. And people are talking about this all over the world.
Now let me make clear. What Bill's not saying the Indianapolis Zoo is better than the St. Louis Zoo. He's saying this particular exhibit is nothing like it.
There's no comparison. The St. Louis Zoo is by far better than any zoo that I've been to. I'm not just saying that as a homer. That's an absolute fact.
Right.
Woohoo! Thank you, Homer. But this particular exhibit is really just unbelievable. You can sort of go right up to the glass, and the orangutans are right there. The orangutan, look, I just did it, orangutan.
That's okay.
They're so curious about you and about all of the people that are there. There was one today I was there. He's, like, posing for pictures with people on the other side of the glass. There was one that was playing, as I mentioned, playing video games. They have this really interesting thing. And, of course, they're studying all of this. It's not just for fun and show, but...
I'd love to know what they think. I'd love to know what they think when they look at us. They got to be thinking, "Hey, you look kind of like me. Where's all your body hair? What happened to all your body hair?"
Oh, and they have some hair, Frank. Oh my gosh, these are some hairy creatures.
Yeah,
let's go play these video games these dopey humans want us to do.
And then the really cool thing is when you walk up to this exhibit, you look up and you can see these. I would call them ropes. But they basically can climb these ropes outside. They're up above the concrete, and you can look up and you can see them climbing. There's nothing really keeping them in except the fact that, you know, if they could fall to their death. And then you can get on this, like, tram, which is probably 20 feet below where they're climbing, and you can look up and you can see. It's so intricate.
Are they directly above you? Are they right up above you?
They're offset maybe 10 feet.
So they can't poop
down.
They can't poop down on you.
That's funny you said that, and I'm probably not supposed to talk about this, but that did happen. I think somebody got a little urine action.
I don't like that.
When it first opened, so they fixed that. So, but it's really cool, and I'll put up a story. But I did want to mention before I go, I tried an alligator tail today when I was in Indianapolis.
Have you
ever had that?
Yeah, and I didn't like it. It was rubbery. It was just rubbery.
Well, they deep fried it, and the joke is it tastes like chicken, and it did. I thought it tastes like chicken.
Mm.
I had a little taste like chicken joke. Can I share that? I don't know if I can do it on the radio.
Sure, you can.
Did you hear what the one lesbian frog said to the other lesbian frog? Dang, we do taste like chicken.
I don't think you can say that.
Say that on the air? I don't think you can say that.
We'll edit it out.
Okay.
We'll edit it out.
That's it. I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I hope you have more. And hopefully tomorrow I will figure out why on earth they call it Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right, Bill Clapp. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Have a good day.
He's all over the place.
He is.
That's why he's Bill Cleveland on the road.com. Want to say hi to Floyd Gilliam. Apparently, Floyd received a flag. He says, "Frank, thank you and the flag store for the beautiful, bright flag. I thought you'd like to see how it looks on my home, Floyd." I guess he won a flag. He's thanking me.
We did a flag thing, I think, a while ago.
Floyd, you don't need to thank me. I didn't have anything to do with it, but I'm glad you like the flag. He's very patriotic. It's a picture of him in front of his flag. Now, we mentioned this yesterday. I mentioned again today for the second time. I'll try to give you the short version of this. August 21st is the Radiothon, the Nestle Purina Radiothon for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. This is a terrific group of people. They're doing a lot of good for lots of other charities. And this cancer, in all its forms, is a curse on humanity. And look, if you know anybody that has cancer, we're not just talking about old people here. We're talking about kids. We're talking about everybody that has cancer. And we're not going to claim that this is going to stamp it out. No, but there's a lot of other good they do in addition to research, support, and help for people who are going through all this mess. So here's what I'd like for you to consider. And if this doesn't work, I'm never going to do it again. But this is the one time I'm going to try to give somebody an opportunity to go to dinner with me and my wife. And look, I know I'm not John Travolta, but every time we've done it, I've been able to get somebody to cough up a significant amount of money. to go to dinner. And they've had a wonderful time at Annie Gunn's restaurant. That's where we go, courtesy of Tom Sainert. So this time, the way we're doing it is this, a raffle, to give people who don't have $3,000 or $4,000 a shot at this. So if you go to KTRS.com and just go to that site, it's real obvious. You'll see donate, AM and the PM, click on it, and it'll give you a way to enter your MasterCard, whatever. And if you will give $300, you are automatically in on the drawing to go to dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife. You and a guest, obviously, two of you. If you win the drawing, you will also get a night at the Four Seasons Hotel in St. Louis. Archview accommodations, $615 value, weekend or weekday, evening of your choice, and two massages, one for each of you, either the pressure massage or the European facial massage. That's a $250 value. Now, that's if you win the drawing. Even if you don't, and you donate $300 and do it under the AM and the PM button, you're going to get four tickets to see the Cardinals play Milwaukee on September 16th at 7 p.m. That's worth $216. It's a $300 donation. And you're going to get four tickets to a St. Louis Blues preseason game. And there are two games you have a choice of. My goodness, you've gotten your $300 worth, and you've contributed to a great charity. And folks, here's what I need. And I'm not going to, if I get to the point of begging as I get toward what I consider to be the end of the line here, I will. If I can get 20 people, if I can get 20 of you to go to KTRS.com and do the AM and the PM $300 thing, you're only in with 20 other people for the drawing. You got a pretty good shot. If it's 30, you've still got a good shot. And I'll be thrilled to death because 30 of these donations means $9,000 for a St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And I normally try to get $3,000 or $4,000 for dinner from one person. So, again, if I don't get with four or five people, okay, thank you. And that'll be, $1,500. That's not acceptable, but I'll take it. And then next year we'll just go back to one bidder who is in a position to pay $3,000 or $4,000, because I don't do much of this, two, maybe three times a year. And when I do it, I want it to work and I want to get money for these people. I'll be embarrassed if I can't get 20 or 30 of you. And they'll know who you are just for the fact that it was a $300 donation and you went to that pay. They'll know you're in the drawing. So thank you in advance. Oh, I forgot to mention something. If your name is drawn as from any of the $300 donors, you not only get the dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's and at a time that works for you, and the night at the Four Seasons Hotel for both of you, and the spa facials or massages, you also get four tickets to Motown the Musical Tuesday, November 18th at the Fabulous Fox Theater.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you might want to do this because you got a pretty, it's not like the lottery, one in 175 million or whatever the chances are. This is one in whatever, however many people donate $300. I'll be thrilled if I can get 30 people. And I don't think that's a lot to ask because I know just from independent research, we've got at least 100 people listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, wouldn't you say 100?
Yeah.
At least 100. I'm just asking for 20 or 30. Help me out here. You know who you are if $300 will not change your life. You're not going to miss a meal because you gave $300 to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So thank you. They will keep me posted. I will keep you posted as to how many of these donors we get. I'm hoping soon to come back on the air and say, hey, we got 20 people. We got 30 people, whatever. So thank you. KTRS.com. It's real obvious when you get there. They made it real easy for you to know what to do. We looked out the window a while ago and a woman walked by and Peon and I said, wow, women don't wear nylons anymore. What happened and how did that happen? Because I remember when every woman had pantyhose on all the time.
Yeah.
And now they never wear hose.
And this girl had the whitest legs. And
Snow
I thought,
White.
Yeah, they used to wear like white stockings or whatever. And
what do you think happened stockings? There?
I don't know.
It's almost like in a year, whew, they were gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like this way better than because you know what you're really getting. You see what the legs really look like. Nylons can fool you. They can make legs look really good, and when they don't really maybe look that good. What else? There's a TV commercial for some guy running for something. It's so ridiculous that it would make me not vote for him just because it's so laughable. He's sweeping the letters corruption and waste with a broom.
Oh.
It says corruption, and he's sweeping them away. Really?
Is it every politician do something like that or say, I'm getting
Say, if I get in, and maybe it's just like dog catcher or somebody. I get in, I'll put an end to the corruption in the, really? Are you really going to be able to do
that? Then they get in, and everybody's up. No, this is how it works. You get paid to do things like
they'll tell you what you're going to do. You know, but I love the ones where they go, he's not a politician.
You know what's weird about the primary thing right now? They're doing the primary vote or whatever. You have to go in and you have to claim if you're a Democrat or Republican, and then you vote for, like, if you say you're Republican, then you get everyone that's running Republican, and then you pick that person, and then you get to vote on all the other issues and stuff. But it's like, what? I'm an independent. I don't want to claim. And no, you have to. Okay.
Don't get me started.
I know.
Yeah, that's a great system.
And folks, I appreciate it, but you can stop sending me the video, I don't look good naked anymore. It's already on our Facebook page. I've had multiple listeners go, you freaking got to see this. It's been on our page for a few days. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's hilarious. It's a music video, I don't look good naked anymore. But thank you for sending, but I don't need it. And, we got to get to the joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Before I tell this joke, this is not a political show, but I'm going to say something, and if you want to email me, you can. I'll delete it, because this is not a political statement. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't like her. I just don't like her, because I know some things about her from people who have a son who's in the Secret Service and has been assigned to her. And because of what I know about her very, very filthy mouth and the way she... Read Ronald Kessler's book. He interviewed these Secret Service agents about the way she treats people who are beneath her, or she considers to be workers, helpers, the White House people. So I don't like her. So before you waste your time going, I don't want to hear your political views. They're not my political views. I don't like Richard Nixon either. He's a Republican. Okay, I don't like her. So here's the joke. This is one of those morals dilemmas. You're in Florida, Miami, and there's chaos all around you because there's a hurricane and there's severe flooding, and it's a record-breaking hurricane. You are a photojournalist, and you work for a major publication, and you're caught in the middle of this disaster. The situation is hopeless. Things are being destroyed all around you. This is an incredible hurricane. Can anybody survive? You have your camera, and again, you're a photojournalist, and you're trying to shoot, you're trying to get that career-making shot, that shot that will make you famous as a photographer. And there are houses floating by and people and bodies swirling around you and some people just disappearing underwater. It's nature's fury. Here you are, photojournalist, with your camera. Suddenly, you see a woman in the water. She's fighting for her life. She's trying not to be taken down with the debris. You get closer. She looks familiar. You realize it's Hillary Clinton. And you notice the raging waters are about to take her under forever. Now, you have two options. You can save the life of Hillary Clinton, or you can shoot what will probably be a Pulitzer Prize-winning photo, the photo documenting the death of one of the world's most powerful women. So here's the question to you. Do you use high-contrast color film, or do you go black and white?
Meep, meep. All right, let's get traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, the baseball traffic's starting to filter in on eastbound 40 now. You're heavy from Clarkson up through Mason. Slow again from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. Southbound 170 stacks up Olive down through Highway 40. If you're traveling westbound 40, no change. It's Kings Highway to McCausland. A little slow from 270 through Mason, but a good run to the Boone Bridge after that. Northbound 170 slowing from Highway 70 up through about Frost. Westbound 70, you're heavy from, looks like Jennings Station Road out through 170. We're slow again from 270 over the Blanchette Bridge, and then from Highway 79 through T.R. Hughes and K. We're looking at stop-and-go traffic through the construction zone, really slow and long on northbound 255, just a little bit north of 5570 up through 270. Southbound 270 still slowing Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-7955. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-7955. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-7955. That's 1-800-616-7955.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5% or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, StuartsAMC.com, or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next GE refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of GE appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Eat great for just $4. Denny's 2-4-6-8 value menu. Look for Denny's coupons in this Sunday's newspaper and visit one of 30 St. Louis area Denny's.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you go.
Canada, but I'm not sure. I think he's in Canada. We're going to find out. It's and howdy doody. Hey, kids, what time is it? Well, it's Mike Evans time. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. For lunch today, I polished off the rest of the shrimp that I got Sunday at Smokehouse, and boy, was it good. It's hard to describe to you what you're going to find when you go in there. Just go in there. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. From Canada, Mike Evans. Everybody.
Give it up. From Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
Now, let me ask you a question. We had a Canadian discussion earlier because they're really tough about letting you in if you've ever had a DWI or anything. I'm guessing you've never had a DWI.
No, I never had one.
Yeah, but they're really, really, it's they make it tough if they find out. They're really, and Dan says first offense there is an automatic felony in Canada if you are a resident and you get a DWI.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tough. Tell you what, I flew over from Edmonton to Kelowna, and it was like flying a U.S. airline 25 years ago.
The good old days.
Beautiful flight attendants. Very polite, yeah. Smiley, happy, making little jokes. I asked for a soda, and she goes, "You want a snack? You know, it's a free snack. They have crackers, and they have
what?
You know, it's an hour flight, huh? Yeah,
unheard of.
Free snacks." And she goes, "Here, take two. You might want two."
Sounds to me like she sounds to me like she was hitting on you.
Well, you've seen me, Frank. That's very possible.
You're a handsome guy. That can happen.
Pop quiz call between Justin Bieber and Orlando Bloom.
Okay.
The two ran into each other at a restaurant, and Orlando didn't say anything to the Biebs. Biebs sort of got the stink eye from Orlando. That's when Biebs said, "Hey, I had sex with your wife."
Ooh.
That's when the swings took place. It's unbelievable. Luckily, they were in Spain, so it didn't hurt his probation.
Now you're out of breath. You're out of breath. What's going on here? Did you just finish?
I'm walking on a golf course and I'm up in the mountains.
Okay. That would explain.
A couple hours later, Justin would confront it. Was comforted at a restaurant by a very unlikely person. That's your pop quiz question. Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan, yeah. Jack Nicholson or Kim Kardashian? Exactly. Think about that. I'll give you the answer in a minute. Final Bieber nugget. Bloom's best pal, Leonardo DiCaprio, says he hopes he bumps into Bieber because he says if he did, Leonardo would full Bloom. I'll beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Let's hope he does.
Well, Leonardo likes to ball, too. He likes to fight people.
All right.
Yeah, he got an altercation at Coachella. Odds and ends, Disney hottie, 21-year-old Ariana Grande. You know who she is?
Nope.
Beautiful girl. They're working on several franchises for her. I think she's going to be a big star, even bigger than Miley Cyrus. Sandra Bullock refuses to watch movies on TV.
What?
Says it's sacrilegious to watch movies on television. Kim Kardashian has a new look, no makeup. Says that she's not recognized. Like, how could you miss that big ass of hers? She walks by. Wait a minute, you're Kim Kardashian. I recognize that ass. Katy Perry says that everybody that in show business needs to be in therapy, and she follows her own advice, admits that she goes into therapy twice a week. Katy Perry.
Mm.
Well, she's getting a good look.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Rikers is a huge jail in New York City. There's a new rule. No police shows after 8 o'clock. It causes prisoners to riot.
No police shows?
No police shows. Like they were showing CSI.
Probably a good idea.
Not a good idea. And how weird is this new book? It's called First Family Detail. It talks about how Vice President Joe Biden loves the skinny dip. That's more information I needed to know.
Yeah, I'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to let you hear me hit a golf ball.
Okay.
Which would be pretty, it's
good
pretty
radio,
fun.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's hear this.
That's good radio.
Yeah, set that phone.
But the pop quiz question is, who comforted Justin Bieber after he had that run-in with Orlando Bloom? Lindsay Lohan, Jack Nicholson, or Kim Kardashian?
Mm. Oh, man. I'll say Kardashian.
I'll say Lindsay Lohan.
I'll go with the trash.
Just happened to be in the same in the restaurant he was going to. It is Lindsay Lohan.
Mm.
Lindsay Lohan. There you go. Would you like to hear me hit a golf ball?
Oh, sure.
How far am I, guys? Okay, here we go.
How far are you?
Closely.
How far,
be a great shot.
How far are you?
90 yards.
90 yards. Here we go.
Ooh.
Hitting a 4-iron.
Uphill.
Here you go, Sam.
All right. I heard it.
Oh, man. That was great.
Yeah.
That was really good. How long have you been in radio? On the green.
All right.
On the green. All right.
Wow.
Okay, Mike Evans here.
All right, yeah. He didn't have time for us. He's too busy for us. About time he played some golf.
Yeah.
I think the guy's played like 10,000 rounds of golf in his life. Up in Canada. And we were like something to get out
like
of the way.
Like an afterthought.
Let's get this out of the way because I'm playing golf.
St. Louis is calling.
Boy, what? That's right. I got to do that report. Oh, man. Hang on a minute. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Generous donors, once again, of the dinner that you, if you donate $300, might win with me and my wife, among other great gifts that we talked about earlier. We have just a couple of minutes here. Somehow or other, there's been like $5.5 million allocated to the restoration of Johnny Cash's boyhood home. I saw this house and it's completely rebuilt. It's not even the way it was. Wait, I don't get people who want to see the house Johnny Cash lived in when he was 8 years old or something. It's like the house over in Illinois that George Harrison visited one time, his sister's house. I don't get that. One time he spent the night there or something. So now this is supposed to be like a landmark place. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cash's, and when I saw the house and they talked about how it could be restored, which means they tried to replicate what it was in it when he was, it's not even his, and even if it was his furniture as a kid, $5.5 million, for what? Where'd the rest of that money go? I just find that odd. Let's talk about AT&T U-verse because here we are August 5th, which means 9 days away from the launching of the SEC Network, Southeastern Conference, if you like college sports. And even if you don't, this AT&T U-verse is something you need to consider. August 14th, the SEC Network goes
on the air, Southeastern Conference, college sports, 1,000 live college events, and that includes 45 college football games. You college sports people are going to be in heaven, but you need to get a hold of the folks at AT&T UVerse and get this hooked up and running, because it's not just about the SEC network. It's about the UVerse wireless receiver, which means no connection to any kind of outlet. Move around, phone, tablet, wherever, whenever. Total home DVR. I have a DVR. Mine records two programs at once. Laughable. This records four at one time. So you can keep up with, you know, your sports, your college sports, SEC stuff, and still have the other shows that you don't want to miss recorded. 877-ONLY-ATT. That's the toll-free number. Or you can visit an AT&T store, or you can go to att.com/sec.net. And you say, I'm in the car. I can't remember that. You don't have to. FrankOpinion.com. Under sponsors, it's all there. The AT&T UVerse way to watch TV. And August 14th, the SEC Network.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T UVerse services. Call or go to att.com/UVerse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC network. Requires qualifying device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
Meep, meep.
All right, it's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got some heavy traffic on northbound 94 from Highway 40 up through Wolfram. I don't know if they had an accident or if the lights are out of sync, but you've got long stretches there of slow traffic. Now, we also have a report of a stalled vehicle on the Boone Bridge, westbound Highway 40, and traffic is stopped up a little bit west of Long Road up to the Boone Bridge. Baseball traffic, it's getting a little bit better. You're slow from 141 through Mason, but you're really stacking up Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 from Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 270 is all thinned out. And if you're traveling westbound 70, a little heavy still from Jennings Station Road out through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550. Hi. KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
This is Talk Radio San Luis.
You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550. KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free every Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter. A 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
There's only one place to hear the best when it comes to news.
ABC Radio News. The Edward R. Murrow winner for overall excellence is heard exclusively on the Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
Well, thank you for listening to what has just been declared the number one radio station in the St. Louis area, because I declared it. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
When all right, it's Tuesday.
Rub ahead and miles and miles from your.
Why do I not know what day it is? I need time off. I need some long weekends. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It is a lot full of cars in Bridgeton, and some say the process of getting them here is a slap in the face to the American soldier.
A violent attack on a young man in the Del Mar Loop, all caught on tape. The two people in custody tonight. The body of a man is found in a pond of a St. Peter subdivision. Why the major case squad has been called in to help. It's primary election day in Missouri, what you can expect tonight.
First on Fox tonight, many members of the military are furious with a company that's supposed to be bringing their personal vehicles home from service abroad, but can't seem to do the job on time. Fox 2's George Sells is live in Bridgeton, one of the locations hosting scores of late arrivals. George.
Well, Sandy, this is one of only nine locations in the entire contiguous 48 states where service members can pick up their cars. It's a long